This is Joel Griffin, editor-in-chief of SecurityInfoWatch.com, and I'm on the show floor here at ASIS 2017 with Dr. Mike Frunze, the senior scientist and product manager with Smith Detection. And I'm here with Dr. Frunze to talk about the company's focus on protecting organizations against fentanyl exposure. And so my first question for you, Mike, is, you know, why did you decide to focus on this problem with fentanyl, and what role does security have to play in trying to mitigate the threat it poses to facilities and people?
Well, that's a good question. So I would say about a year ago, as a product manager for we call it Suburni, ChemBio, Rad Nuke, Explosive Threats. I was getting a lot of calls, email solicitations, and contacts from my customers asking, you know, what was I doing about fentanyl identification and detection? Did we have any products or any capabilities that we could offer? Because clearly the opioid crisis had spread now to this new material. And what's so unique about this threat is, for the first time, you know, accidental exposure to this substance, you know, even in a non-malicious way, poses a grave environmental health and safety threat for anyone in first response, law enforcement, or security. So that's sort of, I guess, the answer to your second question, I think. It's not just about keeping the people safe that we are chartered to keep safe, but keeping ourselves safe. I think that the security professionals are at a very great risk of exposure, and it's about as much as protecting them as their customers.
And Mike, what kinds of solutions are available to detect fentanyl, and what are some of the issues you run into in trying to identify it versus other substances?
So there's basically two ways that you can see fentanyl, if you will. You have detection and you have identification. Detection is red light, green light, you know, go, no go. No different than an airport checkpoint, looking for a very limited number of substances that would be invisible to the naked eye, picking them up with a sampling device and getting a red or a green signal from your instrument. Identification is, I found an unknown substance, it's a white powder. Is it baby powder? Is it flour? Or is it fentanyl? Is it anything else? So we need to be able to provide both of those solutions. So we my company provides what we call trace detection equipment, and that's sort of the same technology you guys would see in an airport checkpoint. And then we also have optical identifiers. A lot of hazmat teams use those for chemical spills and white powder incidents in the past, etc. So we're able to offer both. One of the challenges is that fentanyl has so many different chemical forms that you need to have the exact, we call it a spectrum, the exact signature of each one recorded in your instrument, because if you don't have a specific flavor of fentanyl in your device, you might not pick it up. So it's staying ahead of all the different kinds of this molecule that's very challenging.
And we've already seen reports of police officers and other first responders having to be hospitalized due to exposure from fentanyl and other synthetic opiates. So who besides these first responders are most at risk of exposure, in your belief?
Well, this is an opinion question. I mean, I want to say that, but I think that, you know, any time you're dealing with any kind of search, any type of, unknown situation, because this material is so pervasive, because it's easy to transport it around in small amounts, you know, the possibilities are, unfortunately, the possibilities are sort of endless, right? You know, we see these you know, there are incidences of this material appearing in public places for no good reason, and you know, unfortunately, there have been fatalities associated with that. So another challenge, I guess you could say, is predicting something that's so dangerous but yet so difficult to see until it's too late that it's really going to take a lot of communication and investment of time and resources on our part to try to stay ahead of it.
So, Mike, where do you believe the industry needs to go from here in improving detection of fentanyl and other synthetic opiates, and you know, what can be done to better mitigate the risks moving forward?
I truly believe, actually, that the absolute best thing we need is education. We need to be aware of, as you asked already, you know, where could this stuff appear, and what to do when it does appear. There's a lot of sort of hype right now in the news. No question that it's very dangerous, but certain things are being said which aren't 100% true or only true in certain situations, and so there needs to be more communication, I think. There needs to be effective precautions and protections need to be there if you need it. You need to have the right PPE on hand. You need to know who to call if you have an encounter. You need to have some sort of low-level medical understanding. You know, you're not a doctor, not to give treatment, but just what to do and how to recognize exposure. I think those are the best way, generally, to combat the threat. And then based on your application, based on your industry, based on what you're trying to protect, you can refine your approach from there.
Thank you.